Hello and welcome. We would like to introduce you to a new podcast. It's called the Pure Faith Podcast. My name is Mitchell Heikamp, and with me is Michelle Waymeyer.
Hello.
We are a brother-sister duo that are here basically to share the love of Jesus to all of you. We have a deep love for Jesus in our hearts, and we'd just like to share that. So this podcast is, as you probably already figured out from a few words I've already said, going to be about Jesus in the Bible. And this is a Bible-based life discussion is what I kind of coined it, because yes, we are going to talk about the Bible, we're going to talk about Jesus, but we're going to apply it to our lives.
In modern day life,
to help you to learn how to interpret the Bible, how it applies to our lives, and then we're going to spend a portion of the discussion talking about how Jesus is working in our lives.
And how we've grown in our faith.
And hopefully us talking about our faith will help you learn how to apply Jesus and the Bible in your own life and help you grow in your own faith. So yeah, we're just here to share Jesus.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy us.
Yes.
And you can relate to what we're saying.
Hopefully. And another portion of this is also going to be a deeper dive Bible study. That, again, this still the purpose of the Bible study is to reveal God's word and how we can apply it to our lives today. So now we would like to play a clip for you from one of our episodes, and we hope you enjoy it.
It's the world.
Yeah.
It happens.
But again, even looking at that story, that is the line of Jesus.
Yes.
Through that incestual relationship between father and daughter, even though the father, which I don't know how, he had no idea that.
Right. Because they anybody say in the story, they got him drunk.
And they literally say that he had no idea that it was happening.
Right.
I don't know how a man could be that.
Right.
Drunk, but yet thing. Still able to function.
Right. It is what it is.
It doesn't make sense. Obviously, God was in that situation, even though it was not a pretty situation. God makes good things come out of bad situations.
Absolutely.
But out of that relationship
came the line of Jesus.
Came Ruth, who is a grandmother in the line of Jesus.
Yeah.
So
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
But, you know, and this is how I ended that Bible study I did the other night, is this should speak volumes to us, because it doesn't matter, you know, what our family line is, what we do, whether it's our choice or what happens to us, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, look at the Canaanite woman. She was born into the Canaanite family. She didn't choose that.
Right.
That was just where she was born.
And yet she had a path that was created for her.
And she chose the path of God and the Israelites, and they accepted her, and she became a grandmother in the line of Jesus.
Right, absolutely.
And it's the same with Ruth being a Moabite. She didn't choose to be a Moabite. It's not her fault that her great-great-grandmother slept with her great-great-grandpa that was father and daughter.
Yeah,
she did. Still grandma and grandpa.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's not her fault that they did that. So that's something we need to look at and understand and realize that it doesn't matter what our family's like.
And it's not a perfect story. No life is a perfect story.
No, there is no such thing as a perfect story.
No.
There's only ever been one perfect story, and that's the story of Jesus.
Absolutely.
So, all of this, and this is what we want to do on this podcast, is look into stuff.
You have...
Take a deeper look.
You have... I look at it this way, and we both do this. Like, you're the Bible study, and, you know, we'll do the research and everything. But I just want people to know that it's never too late. It's never too late to start learning. It's never too late to know that there's no perfect world, that the mistakes that you've made, but it's not because you made them. It's the path that has been given to you. And So that's the look that I'm giving to it as you're giving the Bible study. I want to be able to reflect that to where we are now, the history that yes. you're giving, where it is now for us as well.
Yes.
It's a evolving story.
So we hope you enjoyed the clip, and we hope you choose to listen to more of us in the future. We are here for you if you so choose. And other than that, we thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.